Hey everybody, I'm Mark Amadeo, and thanks for joining me for this installment of the GovCon video blog. So in today's vlog, I want to touch briefly on an important SBA program that a lot of small businesses are not too familiar with. And that's the SBA's Certificate of Competency program. So Part 19 of the FAR lays out the FAR rules related to the SBA's programs. Now there are about 11 subparts in Part 19, including one subpart that covers the rules for the WOSB program, another subpart that covers the SDVOSB program, and another that covers the small business set-asides. And one subpart at FAR 19.6 covers the Certificate of Competency or COC program, which again I would say is probably the least known of all of the SBA's programs. But as we'll see in a few minutes, for small businesses, the COC program can open the doors to contracting opportunities that otherwise would have closed shut on them. So today we're going to go over four things that small business contractors should know about the SBA's Certificate of Competency program. So the first thing small business contractors should know is that a Certificate of Competency, or COC, is a certificate that the SBA issues to a contracting officer that certifies that a small business meets all of the elements of responsibility. Now let's talk briefly about responsibility. Under Part 9 of the FAR, federal government contracts can only be awarded to responsible contractors. And in fact, a contracting officer has to make an affirmative determination of responsibility before making an award. Now, FAR 9.104 lays out six general standards or requirements that a contractor has to meet in order to be considered a responsible contractor for purposes of the FAR. One, it has to have the financial resources to perform on the contract or have the ability to obtain the financial resources. Two, it has to have a satisfactory performance history. Three, it has to have a record of performing with integrity and business ethics. Four, it has to have the necessary organization, experience, accounting, and operational controls and technical skills to perform. Five, it has to have the necessary production, construction, and technical equipment and facilities. And lastly, it has to be eligible for the award under applicable laws and regulations. So a responsible contractor, in a few words, is an eligible contractor that has what it will take to successfully perform under the contract. And again, a certificate of competency is a certificate by the SBA that certifies to the contracting officer that a small business contractor meets all of these requirements. The second thing that small business contractors should know is that a contracting officer must withhold a contract award and refer small business to the SBA for a possible certificate of competency if the contracting officer decides that a small business should not be awarded a contract because it lacks an element of responsibility. So I mentioned that a contracting officer has to make a responsibility determination before making an award to a contractor. Well, under FAR Part 19, if the contracting officer decides that an apparent or otherwise successful small business bidder is not eligible for an award because it falls short on a factor or element that relates to one of the responsibility requirements, then the contracting officer must refer the small business to the SBA, which will make the final determination on responsibility. And the reason why an agency has to make this referral is because under the Small Business Act, the SBA is granted the conclusive authority for determining whether or not a small business contractor is a responsible contractor. And this referral requirement doesn't apply just to small business set-asides. Anytime a small business is deemed ineligible for any contract because it is not responsible, the contracting officer must initiate the referral. And as I just mentioned, the contracting officer must also withhold an award to any other contractor so that the SBA has time to review the issue. Now, lastly, there are only two exceptions to the referral requirement. A contracting officer doesn't have to make the referral first if there's a statutory or regulatory requirement that makes the small business ineligible, and second, if the small business is a debarred or suspended contractor. The third thing that small business contractors should know is that a small business has to apply for the certificate of competency. So the referral from the contracting officer to the SBA isn't what triggers the SBA's review of a contractor's responsibility. Once a referral has been made to the SBA, the SBA will give notice to the small business within 15 days of the referral in order to give the small business an opportunity to apply for the certificate of competency. So it's a complete and timely filed application packet by the small business that kicks off the SBA's review of the responsibility issues. Now, once the application is submitted to the SBA, the SBA can deny the certificate of competency if it decides the business is not responsible, or it can determine that the COC is warranted, in which case it will notify the contracting officer. At that point, the contracting officer can either accept the SBA's decision and then award the contract to the small business, or it can try to convince the SBA that a certificate should not be issued, or it can appeal the decision to the SBA's headquarters. But at the end of the day, once the SBA makes a final decision, the contracting agency is bound by it. The fourth thing that small business contractors should know is that a contracting officer's failure to make a required referral to the SBA can be grounds for a protest. Now, as we can see, for a small business that was on the cusp of a contract award, having the opportunity to apply for a certificate of competency might give that business a chance to kind of snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. If it can convince the SBA that it is a responsible contractor that can successfully perform despite what the agency thinks, then it has a clear shot at winning the bid. So again, the failure of a contracting officer to make a referral to the SBA when it decides a contractor should not receive an award because of a poor rating that relates to responsibility. For example, maybe there are issues with performance history or with access to working capital. Well, that failure to make the referral can be grounds for a protest. Now, all that being said, what often happens when a small business gets a debriefing from an agency is that it will hear that a poor rating on a responsibility factor, or maybe some other factor, is as much as anything because the contractor simply didn't provide the agency with the information the agency asked for in its solicitation. And again, FAR requires a referral to the SBA only when a small business would be successful and win the contract award, but for the agency's determination that it was not responsible. So in the circumstance I just talked about, the basis for excluding the contractor from the award isn't just because the contractor is not responsible. It's because the proposal is deficient to begin with. And there's at least one court of federal claims decision that ruled against the protester and said a referral was not required in that case because the small business's lack of success was a result of a deficient proposal. Now, all of this is to say that by not addressing all the issues raised in a solicitation, by not answering all the questions asked, or by not submitting all the information requested, small business contractors very often take themselves out of the running for an independent review by the SBA. And it's a shame because for a lot of small businesses, other than not addressing a question or not providing some bit of information asked in the solicitation, the weakest part or the only weaknesses in their proposals may be on issues or factors that relate to responsibility. And if they had just simply answered all the questions or provided all the information asked for in the solicitation, they could have preserved their right to the SBA referral and preserved any protest arguments based on a lack of a referral to the SBA. Well, that's all I have for today's vlog. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.